The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
7:33, welcome back to the show. McDonald's is jerking with a Happy Meal. You happy about that, parents? They're getting rid of the cheeseburger. They're getting rid of the chocolate milk. They're getting rid of chocolate milk from the menu until they can figure out a way to make it less calorie-packed, less sugars for the chocolate milk, and then they're going to come back with a lighter whatever. So basically what this is they don't trust parents to make good decisions. And you know what? It's probably smart for a lot of people because some people are stupid. I don't know if you guys noticed that or not. You didn't notice that,
they're
Susie?
They're accommodating the lazy, stupid parents.
Oh, they are. Susie's very offended.
Why do I get punished for those stupid, lazy parents, though? Now I have to be the bad guy and go, oh, I want that cheeseburger and chocolate milk anyway. And then they're like, oh, you're a bad parent. Because it's
right.
Bad for you. We just got done removing it from our menu because it's bad
for
you.
That's right.
They're going to charge you more for it, too.
Yeah, what if the price is coming down since it's going to be less of a meal? That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, so McDonald's, their political correctness. They want to be your big brother, big mother to take care of your kids. 419-240-1055. You watching the Olympics? Ooh, yesterday was not good. It was a day of fourth place finishes here in these United States of America. It was not a good day for the U.S., and we're in fifth place now with the Olympics. I'll tell you, you know what I like watching the most? And I don't really know why. It's curling. I love curling, and I would like to give a salute to curling.
Here's to you, Olympic curlers. While other Olympic athletes push the limits of human endurance by going faster or farther than anyone else in history, you push a big flat rock across the ice while wearing your street shoes. An act so humble would normally be too humiliating for any Olympian to endure. But not you, oh master of the unremarkable. The guts it must have taken to tell your spouse, I'm training for the Olympics. I'm going to be a curler. With no possibility of endorsement deals or the pressure of going pro, you bravely add untold insult to injury by blazing a path for that sliding rock with the ultimate symbol of your athletic dominance, a broom. And what's even more impressive, none of us know why. Does it make the rock slide faster? Does it make it go left and right? Or are you just a clean freak? Either way, you're a shining example of Olympic glory. And it's clear that you don't need a medal to tell the world what